For the Bulkley Valley and Lakes Biggest Variety, I'm Lynn McKenzie. The Smithers by-election is this Saturday, and we are featuring exclusive interviews with all the candidates. Here's our very own My Bulkley Lakes Now reporter, Lindsay Newman, with Mika Meyer.
Why did you decide to run for council?
But the biggest thing, the reason why I wanted to run for the and run for council was I wanted to give back to the community. I've been living here for the past 13 years, and the community support in my, not only is my personal growth, but my growth as a businesswoman and support as a mother, the community has just always been there for me, and this was my opportunity to give back to the community.
Is this your first time running, and if so, what was the appeal?
Yes, this is my first time running, and the appeal, like mentioned earlier, was just a new opportunity, a new challenge, a new opportunity for me to be able to be part of the community and help shape the community to be the amazing community that it is.
And you and your husband, Nick, own the Bugwood Bean on 2nd. So what do you think being a business owner can bring to the council table?
That's a great question. So being a business owner, we definitely know the challenges and the difficulties and everything great and good that comes with owning a business. And I feel like with my perspective, what I can do, what I can offer is just how can we support our small businesses and how can we support businesses as a whole? And just knowing that, just having that perspective, I would be able to, you know, help navigate and help connect the business community with the council.
Like you said, you've lived in Smithers for about 13 years. Why did you and your family decide to move up here?
Oh, that's another wonderful, great question. The reason why I wanted to move up to Smithers, and specifically the North, was I grew up in Richmond, and my parents were immigrants from Japan, and I was born in Canada and raised here. And I always, since I was little, I always had a desire and love to live in the country or visit the country. And when I graduated high school, that was my opportunity to really get out and explore the rest of Canada and BC and the world. And I actually went to school for forestry, and I was tree planting a lot during that time as well. And it really brought me to lots of amazing small communities throughout not only BC, but the North as well. And Smithers was just somewhere that drew me in. And with that, 13 years ago, like I mentioned, I was working in forestry up here. And I just, you know, at that point, we knew, my husband and I knew that we were going to start a family. And I said to Nick, you know, I really love and really appreciate the career choice that I've made right now, but I'm also looking again to have a job where I can connect a little bit more with the community, and that's where the idea of Bugwood Bean came to be.
During the All Canada's Debate Forum, you kind of mentioned, obviously, how you're a visible minority. Why do you think that's so important to bring to council?
Yes, that's a great question, Lindsay. So I think that's really important because I do definitely see, even in my time here, that Smithers is really changing. And I think we are becoming more diverse as a community, just visibly and with ideas and values as well. And I think it's really important for me to be able to be that voice and represent not only visually as a visible minority, but with, you know, be able to represent new ideas that are kind of being brought into the community. And I'd love to be able to be that voice for that.
Obviously, with COVID-19 restrictions kind of going on, how have you adapted your campaign to COVID-19?
And I think that has been a challenge for all candidates that are currently running in this election. I mean, the biggest challenge, again, is just getting and connecting with the community face-to-face. Traditionally, I've seen people go door-to-door and just be able to be out more at events. So what I've done, and I see the other candidates, like I mentioned earlier, have done as well, is just social media, Facebook, and just, again, calling people and just trying to really connect with people in any way possible. And people have different comfort levels with face-to-face visits as well. So definitely there has been no door knocking this election, but connecting through social media has definitely been a very important medium to get our word out, or my word out.
If you were to be elected into council, what would be the one main issue that you want to focus on?
Understandably, I understand that priorities and issues will change as throughout the time on council and throughout time over the years, but I think one of the biggest issues right now that we are having is definitely a housing availability issue. So that's something that I would like to address and continue to advocate for, on how as a town we can collaborate not only with local government, but also with provincial and federal governments as well, to try and find solutions to that issue.
Thank you so much, Mika, for taking your time out to speak to me.
No problem, Lindsay. And thank you for the phone call. I really appreciate it.